Testing. All right. So thank you so much for interviewing with us today. Could you start by telling me your name and spelling it?
Hello. My name is JP, like it sounds. Initial J, initial P.
Perfect. And could you tell me what you had for breakfast this morning?
What I had for breakfast this morning was not much, unfortunately.
No worries. Thank you so much. So I'm going to start off by asking you a few questions about our voting system. So we have this scale here, trust and distrust. And first, I'm going to invite you to move this little thing that says me. How you feel about the voting system when you put your name or when you put your candidate on the ballot and you submit it in the little machine, how trustful you feel that it's actually contributing to going towards that candidate. So I'll invite you to move this wherever you feel on the scale. The left 10 being trust and the right 0 being distrust.
I have a follow-up question or reply. In that I work in IT these days, and you know there's something called zero trust architecture now?
No.
That's, okay, so from, you know, if you don't talk a lot of IT tech on the podcast, zero trust architecture is basically, you know, that everyone gets the least, it's a principle to an IT, it's like least possible privilege to like, to do things in your organization that could lead to sensitive information. So, you know, on the one hand, when we asking about trust, and I was thinking about this song the other day. I don't know if you remember the band Crystal Castles.
Yeah.
They have a song called Untrust Us.
Yeah.
And Crystal Castles is rad. I saw them at Turner Hall, although now Ethan Kath got allegedly, he was not nice to Alice Glass, who's the singer. So, I don't know. I just looked that up the other day, actually. I was like, holy crap, I didn't know that guy was like a...
That's why they like don't that. Use it together
anymore. Yeah, clearly. Yeah, they both doing solo stuff. But sorry, that was definitely a trip into the weeds. But I would say these days, I don't know, yeah, just bump this up. I'm going to go maybe a 7. I think 7's about where I land. Yeah.
Perfect. That's awesome. So could you tell us a little bit about why you feel the way that you do about the voting system?
It's just, I don't know. It's tough to say these days. Everything's politics, everything's political, and you know, it's funny how the whole RNC thing played out because, like, okay, we were supposed to have the DNC here how many years ago? Then COVID. Now this, and then DNC down in Chicago. It's all like in our vicinity, so it's like it's just a lot. And I see the Daily Show's coming down to. You know, down to the Marcus Center, I'm like, oh my God, I love Johnson. Like, you know, that probably gets a little political, but, you know, to each their own. And I don't know, why do I feel the way I do about it? Because I think generally, you know, because since I rated a 7, I'd say I trust the systems enough to keep participating. I'm not a person yet that decided to just stop voting because I know a lot of people like that too. Where they're just like, why even do it anymore? And I'm like, and what are you going to do? Like, you can get an argument with them all day about it. Or you can, I've had friends that I've tried to convince. I'm like, just vote, man. Just do it. Just, you know, you can, you know, determine who you think is. And, you know, but you're not, that's the thing. You're not going to, it's called agree to disagree sometimes too. It's called walk away or whatever it needs to be, you know, just. You do you, all right? Just keep my personal space, you know? Especially at elections, and you see violence happening there. I don't know, I'm talking a lot, but
no,
whatever.
Like,
yeah.
Keep going.
That's what we want to hear.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Yeah, so I did see you're not fully a 10,
right.
As you said. So what conditions do you feel need to happen for you to feel more trustful of the system as like a full 10?
I don't know that there is anything. I don't know that it's definitely a little bit of a tough ask. I don't know that there is anything that would make me definitely not overnight, right? It would probably take some time. I mean, and we'll see what happens. You know, it'll be very interesting to see who get elected because, you know, whatever happened last night on the news, that's messed up. That, whether that is exactly what happened or whether it's getting spun by media and stuff a little bit, because, okay, let's be frank, media, you know, media and politics are, what we call it, they're sadly very intertwined, right? It is a damn tangled web that we weave.
So we have it, like, so for context, can you say what happened on the news last night that you're referring to?
Sure. Clearly watching the assassination Trump.
Yeah.
The assassination attempt on, you know, presidential candidate Trump was like, what the heck?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when we've got all of the RNC coming here and it's like, okay, I already knew it was going to be like kind of nuts here for the the whole RNC. It's going to be busy. It's going to be a lot of people. Probably don't be talking politics with everyone because you're not going to agree. You know, just whatever. Do you. You do you. I do me. Yeah. So that. And then the weird thing was shortly thereafter, there was insane storms in Milwaukee. And then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then power went out and like some of Bayview. And like it was just weird. It was like I was sitting at a bar. I'm just hanging out. Then all of a sudden I look up at the news and someone's like, whoa, did you, what happened? And I'm like, I don't know what happened. So sitting watching that for like half an hour, like, I don't even know, dude. I don't even know. And I leave the bar and it's like, oh, thunder and lightning. Like, mm-hmm. It's a little scary.
Yeah.
But all right. Anyway, I hope he's okay, you know. I hope he's... Yeah, it was, whew. Yeah, no one needs to be shooting no one like that. We don't need that kind of assassination bullshit in our country. This is America, goddammit. Let's not kill our, you know, possibly elected officials or formerly elected officials, you know. Please, let's not do that.
Yeah,
let's
thank
do better.
You. Thank you so much. So the next part of our... interview today is the Teach a Kid to Vote Challenge. So we're going to pretend that this group of school children who are in kindergarten are with us right now.
Right.
And I challenge you to explain the process of voting to the children and tell us a little bit about why it's important to vote.
Right. Let me think of the best way to like couch this. I would say like, how do you... best way to explain voting to kids. I know it's tricky. It's a tricky one. You have to say like, okay, I don't know, maybe give them like a option of some sort, you know, in class, have an in-class activity would probably be a good way to do it. And be like, okay, well, who likes this? Okay, here's what we're ordering for lunch today. We're ordering pizza or we're ordering tacos. And like, who wants, you know, all right, okay, but we have to make this a little bit more official. It's not just raise your hand and, okay, calm down, kids. Yeah, but it'd be like, okay, so here's the little paper. All you have to do is, like, probably in that case, check a box, you know. Pizza, or are you on the pizza team or are you on the tacos team? So then we see, you know, and hopefully you make sure nobody's messing with the ballots behind the scenes, you know. The teacher's there keeping eyes on everything. Oh, man. That'd be my best bet on that for kids. And then be like, oh, well, you've probably been hearing about the election and politics on the news. And some kids will be like, yeah, my dad's voting for Trump. I'd be like, well, my dad's voting for Biden. Yeah, you know. I heard Biden should drop out. You know, like, you're going to hear all this chatter from him, and then it's just like, okay. Well, all right, let's count them up. That's the lunch decision. That's all I got.
No, I think that would be a great process for teaching the importance and, like, how it works. So it looks like you passed the challenge today, so I'm going to give you a sticker says, I taught a kid how to vote.
Aw. Nice. I like
so
that.
Thank you so much for interviewing with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Of course.